This past weekend, friends of the late writer William Burroughs took time to observe the anniversary of the death of the author of Naked Lunch and other works. Burroughs died August 2, 1997, in Lawrence, Kansas, at the age of 83. Burroughs has been called an architect of the 1950s Beat Generation. Among his friends who attended his funeral last August were New Orleans artist David Bradshaw and Tina Giroux. They share this remembrance.
The day his heart failed, William wrote the following words in his journal.
Love, what is it? Most natural painkiller what there is. L-O-V-E.
What are you here for?
Thursday, 7 August 1997, 0800, sun shines on the funeral home. Soft voices, squeezing. James Grauerholtz, who William thought of as a son, hands me William's bed gun, a Taurus stainless steel 38, Brazilian copy of the Smith & Wesson Chief Special. James then hands me a miniature Marlboro cigarette pack. Holding the revolver in my left hand, fingers pinching the pack, pull out 5 cartridges. I load each chamber. Everyone present stands in silence. Leaning over the casket, I slide the revolver down beside William's right thigh. Funeral home director steps forward, lifts William's gray beaver brim hat off the casket, places it over William's folded hands. He closes casket.
A caravan of mourners and celebrants travel from Kansas to St. Louis for a traditional burial. Along the way, with Burroughs in the lead car, the small parade stopped and picked up the Beat's future.
Rest stop near Sweet Springs, Missouri, Interstate 70. Group of late 90s hippies, post-grunge outfit, parked across from our cortege of 6 or 7 vehicles. One of them holds a book on the Beats with pictures of Ann Waldman, Ginsberg, Burroughs. Waldman signing the book now for Tribe of Beaming Faces. They join us. Our expanded tribe bears William and cortege to St. Louis for burial in the family plot next to his namesake and grandfather, William Seward Burroughs, inventor of the adding machine.
Old Man of Letters, embalmed in Cats and Roses, was a way Burroughs described himself. He was the quintessential American who religiously tested the First and Second Amendments in his art.
We have a new type of rule now. Not one-man rule, a rule of aristocracy or plutocracy, but of small groups elevated to positions of absolute power by random pressures and subject to political and economic factors that leave little room for decision.
The tribal elder of America's Beat Generation died a year ago, gone into the ether, a substance defined as filling all space beyond the sphere of the moon, making up the stars and planets, and as a flammable liquid used for anesthesia. As literary figure or drug explorer, William Burroughs's awareness of ether was expressed in his art and in his way of life.
When I become death, death is the seed from which I grow.
A Remembrance of William Burroughs by Tina Giroux and David Bradshaw. Burroughs died 1 year ago in Lawrence, Kansas, at the age of 83.